I'll give it to you straight. When the fog comes in, we go out to meet the monster.
And what is the monster?
It's what you're seeing out there.
What I'm seeing is the fog.
Yeah.
What is it?
Who cares? Stop acting like a bunch of belly-aching tourists. Look at the people out there. They're having fun. You want to have fun? You dress the part.
Is that why everyone is dressed up?
Johnny Seven has some amazing clothes.
Yeah, and it's sticky fog-proof, too. Hey, you two Frenchies from Montreal, right? The dames up there, they know how to dress, am I right? You, what's your name?
Claudine.
Claudine. What I have here, look at this. Solid sequins. Don't this take your breath away?
It's beautiful.
If this ain't a perfect fit, I'll eat my hat. Try it on. What do you say?
It is really nice.
Yeah, and his prices are terrific.
Go on, try it on. Dressing room's right over there. And now you, Jack, right?
Yeah.
Now look at this. Oh, midnight blue, double-breasted blazer. It says Mr. Yachtsman, polo, casinos, thoroughbred, old money, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is nice.
Well, look, like I was telling you, compadres, if you got a persona you want to project, you got to look the part. I'm going to level with you. When you dress for the occasion, it's not just what you're projecting, it's what you're protecting. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
You don't know what I mean?
No.
Okay. Look, the monster wants to play, so this is the way we play. Hold on, I got it. A trench coat, double-breasted belt, a classic. It's the real thing.
Oh, yeah. I like this.
Oh, my God, look. There's Amanda.
Who's Amanda?
Amanda Wolf, the woman I told you about from the other island. That's her. She's here. Amanda, hey. It's me, Dominique. Amanda. She's gone. Swallowed up.
Are you sure that was her?
Maybe she didn't recognize me.
Or maybe that's not the same Amanda.
Maybe it's best that we all dress for the part.
Why do you say that?
Well, you've seen what people are wearing out there.
It does look like they've all stepped out of a 1940s mystery movie.
Yeah, film noir.
Claudine, are you all right?
I'm fine.
You look worried.
Yes, I am.
What's going to stop the monster from taking us over?
Well, that's a chance we'll have to take.
There ain't no reason to go out there and wrestle that thing barehanded.
Oh, well, did you bring boxing gloves?
Won't do much good going out there and punching at the fog.
So what do we do?
Well, there's something I learned back when I was a kid in the Little Voodoo Heads.
In the what?
We called our club the Little Voodoo Heads.
You're kidding.
Oh, it's like the Scouts. You know about the Voodoo Scouts, right?
You were in the Voodoo Scouts?
Mojo, is that a national organization?
Oh, yeah. Our regional chapter was the Little Voodoo Heads.
Was your motto, be prepared?
No. It's more like bring your preparation.
That was the motto?
We had a lot of mottos. Things like put a light in your pocket and don't let the dog get in your pants.
What did they teach you in the Little Voodoo Heads?
Well, when we'd go camping, we'd learn how to prepare amulets for protection from the bad spirits and from the witches in the woods.
No, not witches.
Oh, yeah. They got some mean ones out there. They live up in the trees.
Oh, Mojo, come on now.
I never told you about the witches in the woods.
Well, I think I would remember that.
It's cause of them I got real good at making little mojos.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I want to hear this.
I do. I want to know how you made little mojos.
I'm not talking about babies.
Oh?
I'm talking about mojos. Rose knows what I mean.
A mojo. It's an object believed to have magical powers, especially the power to keep away evil spirits.
Is that how you got your name, Mojo?
That's how I got my name.
Is he making this up?
Probably.
So, Mojo, did you come prepared?
I did. I got my little preparation in my little black satchel.
Will it help protect us?
The last time we were here, I let that fog get at me just a little, so I'd know what potion to make.
Are you saying that you've concocted something that will make us immune to the fog?
I'm not that good, but what I got here in my little black satchel are some little black bags. See?
What are those?
Oh, Mojo made each of us a little Mojo.
That's right.
What do little Mojos do?
If you feel like you've been taken over by that monster, you take a whiff of little Mojo.
Oh, it smells very strong.
Yeah. God. Do I have to wear these stinky bags around my neck?
Oh, I like the way they smell.
Yeah, you would.
You can wear them if you want.
Look, they'll smell us coming from a block away.
They'll just think it's you, Jack.
Uh-huh. Well, you can carry it in your pocket.
Will it protect us?
It won't do that.
And why did you give us these stink bags?
Jack, they are not stink bags.
Oh, no?
If you feel you're being taken over by the monster, you whiff this.
Ah, pew.
If you keep sniffing it up your nose like that, Jack, you're gonna suck out all its power.
It's just herbs, isn't it?
Herbs and spells.
Yeah, but it's smelling up my new trench coat.
Jack, Mojo's trying to help us.
Yeah, Mojo and his little voodoo heads.
Okay, we ready to go out there and punch some fog?
I am.
Yeah, but why do I have the feeling that fog is going to punch back?
You could cut this stuff with a spoon.
How are we going to stay together?
We could hold hands.
Other people seem to know where they're going.
I don't know which way I'm going.
How about we follow someone? Maybe they know. Jack, what do you think? Jack? Where are you? He was right next to you. Mojo? Rose?
Mojo! Hey, Rose? Jack?
God!
Where is everyone? How the heck did this happen? I wonder if I can reach anyone. Mojo? Hello? Claudine? Rose? Dominique? Just static. Yeah. Music. What's this? Fritz's. Pub. Well, why not?
How you doing, Jacko?
Amanda?
Call me Wolf.
Well, how do you know my name?
How do you know mine?
Dominique. Have you seen her?
Nope. Hey, Fritzy, my friend needs a drink. Yeah. So, what do you want?
What?
To drink. What did you think I was offering?
I'll have a beer.
Hey, Fritzy, the Wiener Schnauzer.
Yeah, yeah.
So, do you like it here?
What's not to like?
Well, it does get a little foggy at night.
But don't you know? That's when the walking dead become alive.
What do you mean by walking dead?
They're barely alive during the daylight.
Your Wiener Schnauzer?
Thanks, Fritzy.
What are you talking about?
During the day, the people who live here are going through the motions. For all practical purposes, they're dead. But not as dead as they are back on Kimikanda. That's the island of the living dead.
Yeah, they were pretty bland.
But here at night, when the fog comes in, they become alive.
What about you?
Same thing. Haven't you noticed?
Yeah, I guess I have. It's good beer.
Yeah.
Amanda.
Call me Wolf.
Wolf. What is that misty stuff out there?
Who knows?
It's very sticky.
Yes, it is.
Why do I have the feeling I'm walking around in a big sticky brain?
The brain of the monster?
What do you know about it?
Why? Are you a cop?
No. I'm just curious.
Curious, like some smart private dick?
No, I'm just a tourist.
I'll bet you are.
Aren't you curious?
Why should I be?
Well, when that fog comes in, this whole town changes.
Yeah, and for the better.
Maybe so.
Why are you alone? Where's the rest of your curious crew?
You know, I wish I knew.
What about the Frenchie?
Which one?
What's her name? Claudine.
What about her?
Frenchies are flighty.
Huh. You think so?
Yeah. Their pretentious little cafes and their pretty little Paris. Their French flicks where all they do is talk and talk and drink and smoke and talk.
Yeah, I guess they allow smoking in here, too.
Honey, they allow everything.
Well, yeah. I think it's time I move on.
Don't go. Our fun's just beginning.
Really?
Don't you like having fun?
Right now, I have other things to do, so...
Like what? Work?
Whatever.
You know, people say, I gotta get some work done. But you never hear them say, I gotta get some fun done.
You know, you're right about that. Well, look, it was...
No one wants their fun to be done.
I have to go. I'll see you around.
I know. And a lot sooner than you think.